Hello, everyone. Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com here. Welcome to episode 3 of our AVN Awards 2019 edition podcast series, a little something we do every year to look into the Oscars of porn, the AVN Awards, break down the categories, go over the nominees, kind of give you a little inside baseball look at how we do things. Once again, I am Roger Pipe. You can reach me at Rog@RogerViews.com or Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can leave a comment. If you're listening to it on my website, you can leave a comment there too. I do love your feedback. You can let me know how I'm doing, what you like, what you don't like. If there's a question about something you hear, want me to go deeper into anything that I happen to mention, happy to do so. Just give me that feedback. We love to hear it. We are looking for some co-hosts, maybe some guests to kind of mix it up later in the series, but we're going to pick up where we left off. If you want to follow along, avn.com/awards. We are down to best BDSM movie. So we're into the best Bs now after getting rid of the As in the first two volumes. Best BDSM movie. I haven't seen a whole lot of these nominees yet. It's part of my annual year-end porn viewing marathon to get through these. Balls Destroyed 2 from Reality Studio, Bound by Mistress Julie from Julie Simone, Charlotte Cross, Evil Queen is Born, that's from Severe Sex. They've done great stuff for years, love them. Sherry DeVille is Kinky from Kink.com. They, of course, are immensely popular in the genre. The Collector, Chloe Amor Captured. I have that ready to go probably tomorrow. Huge Chloe Amor fan, that's from Bizarre Video. Darker Side of Desire 2, Sweet Sinner, that's more of a feature. A little more vanilla than some of the other ones, definitely with some crossover appeal. Hot Wife Bound 3, New Sensation, same thing there. Kink School, Advanced Guide to BDSM, also Severe Sex. Mean Dungeon 11 from Mean Bitches. Rub Jewel the Wrong Way from Jewel and Pulse. Sissy Boys from Reality Studio. Submission of Oishi. Training of O, Danny Daniels, also from Kink, and Vegas Sub Sluts. I'm interested in this one. The people who are really into the genre, how do you feel maybe about something like the New Sensations Hot Wife Bound title coming in here? That has more of a crossover appeal. I wonder if maybe we can bring this up with another voter, if that's going to play, again, to our personal preferences. I'm fine with BDSM. It's not my chosen, it wouldn't be my chosen genre. So I'm not always into a lot of the stuff that really makes for a good BDSM movie. I really think that we need to have some reviewers who really like the genre and can help differentiate. So, I mean, it's a tough thing. Now, the next one is, I think, one of the big awards of the night. Best Boy-Girl Sex Scene. To me, that's kind of a big deal. You know, we critics watch thousands of scenes every year. This one's the best of them. Asparade 66, Kelsey Monroe and Tyler Steele. I love Kelsey Monroe. Super cute, flexible, great body, amazing ass. She's a lot of fun. I saw that scene and liked it a lot. Backseat Banging from Mofos, Kenzie Reeve, Brick Danger. Cartel Sex, Misty Stone and James Dean. That's from Kelly Madison. Deja Vu from Misa X, Ivy Wolf and Chad White. The Female of the Species from Trenchcoat, Evelyn Clare and Manuel Ferrara. Future Darkly, Jill Cassidy, Tommy Pistol. Hot Bodies 3 from Hard X, Alina Lopez, Marcus Dupree. I like Alina Lopez a lot. Killer Blowjobs from Read My Lips, that's Riley Reed's website, Riley Reed and Tommy Pistol. More Than a Thrill from Vixen, Cinderella and Mick Blue. Natural Beauties 6, Vixen, Tori Black and Jean Valjean. Tori Black is an amazing performer and a beautiful woman. I actually was just talking about Tori at a dinner meeting I had the other night. I've met probably thousands of performers over the years, in the last 25 years. Tori Black is probably the most strikingly beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life in person. She's amazing. Really glad to see her back. From Petites, Adria Ray and James Dean. Possession of Mrs. Hyde, Avi Love, Ramon Nomar. Serendipity, Angela White and Marcus Dupree. Split Screen, Carolina Sweets and Ryan Madison. And Triple X Parodies, Adriana Marie and Xander Corvus. I mentioned Split Screen in the last episode. That's the Kelly Madison movie where the tease is shot. One camera on just the girl dressed normally, one on usually some BDSM-themed tees. Really good stuff. That scene was good. The Angela White scene I reviewed recently. Again, she's the best performer in the business. She gave a great scene. I don't know that any of the ones I have seen top that one, but the Kelsey Monroe scene is really good and kind of a, I don't know, maybe a dark horse for me. I don't think some of the other reviewers like her as much as I do. And I think that goes a long way. And all of those scenes are great. Of the thousands of scenes we have reviewed as reviewers, how do you pick the one that stands out? I think for most of us, if we were to break it all down, we'd probably all pick with performers we really like. I think it's just natural. Best cinematography. Again, I mentioned last time that I really like art direction. I also like cinematography and script writing because I watch so much of it and review so much of it that when something stands out and is special and artistic, I do appreciate it. So best cinematography, After Dark, Vixen Jules Jordan. That was a really good movie. If you get a chance to see After Dark, it was excellent. Really, really good. Angela Loves Women 4. Alex Ladd and Sal Genoa are responsible for that one. Two guys I've known in the business for years. I like both of them a lot. I used to write scripts when Alex was directing. And Sal, I know, has an awesome podcast. I only wish mine were as good as his. Angela's stuff always looks exquisite. And it's beyond the fact that she's beautiful. The way it's shot is it's outstanding. It's not necessarily the same. They're both in the same class, obviously. It's very different from something like After Dark or some of the others we're going to see down below. But it's just solid gonzo porn. It's beautifully lit. Everything's in focus. The camera is always perfectly placed. It's just really excellent. And Alex and Sal deserve a great deal of credit for that. So does Angela. You know, it's her vision. So that's impressive. Beautiful Strangers from Adam and Eve. Jeff Allen and Jay Allen. I like that movie a lot. It's a nice little feature. It was really good looking as well. They shot some cool outdoor stuff. Chester's Way from Kelly Madison. I reviewed that a few months ago. It's a really disturbing film. And I didn't particularly like it sexually because it's really almost too edgy. But what I liked about it was how it looked, that it was so ragged and dirty and added to the feeling. Rene Francois. I'm sorry, that's wrong. That was for Cursed. Fumagalli for Chester's Way. That one was amazing. I can't necessarily recommend the movie unless you just want to see something that looks very different. The Cursed XXX, that was Rene Francois. Excellent looking movie. Really tight. Fallen 2, that's Alex Ladd, Barrett Blade, and David Lord for Wicked. One of the best features of the year, performance-wise, sexually, and how it looked, absolutely outstanding. Highway Home from Digital Playground, have not seen that one yet. Innocence of Youth 10, Paul Woodcrest for Digital Sin. Love in the Digital Age, Eddie Powell, another one of my favorite features of the year. Misha in Exile from Evil Angel. The Possession of Mrs. Hyde from Wicked. Hank Hoffman and Axel Braun for that one. Squirt Woman to Wasteland, that's Derek Dozier. Trailer Park Taboo, Matt Holder. Undercover from Mark Dorcel. And Voyeur 2 from Sweet Sinner, Hank Hoffman, Jackie St. James, and Samantha Mountain. This one, this is interesting because there's a lot of movies that I've seen on this one and that I really liked. Fallen, After Dark, Chester's Way, and Angela Loves Women are four completely different looking movies that were all shot differently, but all in their own way were perfect. That's a really interesting one. If you guys have seen any of those, or if any of you voters are listening, what do you guys think? Because I really like those four a lot. And Beautiful Strangers, too, to be honest. And I've still got more to watch. Best comedy. I like this, too. I've always liked comedies. I always think it's kind of fun when we get to laugh. There's a lot here. There's 15. I'm not entirely sure we couldn't have cut this down a little bit. Booty Thirst Trap, Adam and Eve. Carjackers from Desire, that is my buddy Ivan. Cursed from Wicked. Dirty Grandpa, Burning Angels. Family Holiday, Sweet Sinner. Lady Boss, Girls Way. Losers Never Get Laid, Adam and Eve. Love in the Digital Age, New Sensations. Making Ends Meet, Wicked. Mental Massage, Burning Angel. Party Girl, True Love. Second First Date, Wicked. Starfucked, Kelly Madison. Wedding Bells, Digital Playground, and Xander's World Tour. I'd be interested to find out how other voters vote on this one. Is it the funniest movie or the best movie that also happens to be funny? and what makes it best? Best feature or super hot sexually? Because Starfucked was super hot. The Gillian Jansen scene, she's phenomenal. And Xander's World Tour also has some great sex in it. But if you're looking for just full hilarious, Lady Boss was really good. Losers Never Get Laid is really funny. Carjackers is funny as well. So there's a lot of them here. What do you guys think? If you're looking at best comedy, obviously if you're watching an adult movie and you're going to watch an adult feature, you want something sexy, right? Otherwise, you're just going to watch a regular comedy. But how much should the sex weigh into it? Interesting question. If you guys want to delve deeper, let me know. Again, shoot me that feedback. Best continuing series. Another very sought after award, because this obviously is something that you build up to. Bang Bus from Bang Bros, one of the most famous, reality porn, gonzo porn series ever. Barely Legal from Hustler, that's been around forever. Dark Perversions from Kelly Madison. Don't Break Me Mofos. Girls and Their Boys from Abby Winters, that's a long-running pro-am series. Hook Up Hotshot from Evil Angel. I Survived a Rodney Blast from Rodney Moore. Again, been around a long time. My Sexy Little Sister, there's your FOSES title. Digital Sin. Natural Beauties from Vixen. Raw from Manuel Ferrara. If you guys haven't seen that one, that's basically Manuel setting up cameras in his room and then doing POV and stationary cameras. Just Manuel, a girl, and a couple cameras. You get some really interesting stuff there. Rocco's Intimate Castings from Rocco Siffredi. Spring Break Fuck Parties from Team Skeet. Sunlit from Trenchcoat, which is always a really interesting, beautiful looking series. Swallowed.com and Unscripted from Nubiles. Wow. Best continuing series. On this list, honestly, I think Natural Beauties from Vixen or Bang Bus is probably the best. Some of these I'm not big fans of the series, but there's some long-running stuff here. Obviously, a lot of success. Let's see if we can go a couple more. We can finish the D's. Let's go. Let's finish the D's here. So now we're going to get into some best director categories. These are always fun. Lots and lots of different categories now. First is best director feature. Caden Cross for Abigail from Tushy. Excellent movie, nicely directed, beautifully shot. And a taboo parody from Bree Mills and Craven Moorhead. Curse XXX, Will Ryder. Fallen 2, Brad Armstrong. Fantasy Factory Wasteland, Stills by Allen. Insomnia, Hank Hoffman. Invictus, Angie Roundtree. That one's getting a lot of play, a lot of mainstream play. Love in the Digital Age, Jackie St. James. Making Ends Meet, Mike Quasar. One of the best Twitter follows out there, by the way. If you're not following Mike Quasar, you better be. Possession of Mrs. Hyde. Axel Braun, Never Forgotten. Stormy Daniels, probably the best known director on this list at this point. Seduction of Heidi K. Brandt. Squirt Woman, Wasteland, Dreadneck. Talk Derby to Me, Ricky Greenwood, and Trailer Park Taboo, Joanna Angel. We've talked in the past, there's a lot more women on these lists than there used to be. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. To me, the best feature on here is Fallen 2, followed shortly or closely by Abigail, and then Love in the Digital Age. Does that mean that Brad Armstrong should get it for Best Director? I don't have a problem with that. The Curse XXX is also excellent. There's a lot of good directors on this list, and a lot of really nicely made movies. I'm not quite done with Possession of Mrs. Hyde, but it's also excellent. So you've got a lot of good ones. I wonder if this list were shorter, if it were Abigail and The Cursed and Fallen and Love in the Digital Age, and maybe Invictus, and Mrs. Hyde, and, Seven, if maybe we wouldn't have a different result because we could kind of pick through some of the lower-end stuff. I wonder. Interesting. Best Director non-feature. These tend to be the movies I really like. Alexis Munro, Knockout. That was Sid Knox. Angela by Darko, Johnny Darko. One of the best shooters in the business if you just like nasty filth. Ariana Marie, Chris Streams, Carnal, Brad Armstrong, I've talked a lot in the first two episodes about that one. I'm a big fan of this movie. It's beautiful. Chanel Santini's T.S. Fantasies, Dana Vespoli. Corruption of Kiss of Sins, Jules Jordan. Dark Perversion 6, Andy Zane and Ivory Tanaka. Future Darkly from Brie Mills. Games We Play, Caden Cross. I Am Angela, Evil Chris. Love Stories, James Avalon and Robbie D. Princes, A Decade of Desire from Bisco. Schoolgirl Bound 5, Eddie Powell, Paul Woodcrest. Split Screen, Ryan Madison. And True Black Romance from Mime Freak. Okay, let's talk about some of the top of my ballot. Angela by Darko was a great movie, and I'm really happy to see Johnny Darko get this nomination. He's fantastic. I already talked about Carnal. It's really, really good. Corruption of Kiss of Sins was a great movie from Jules. Really nice to see Robbie D's name on here. Love Story 6. I think Robbie D is a highly underrated director over the course of his career. How he's not in the Hall of Fame, I have no idea. And I will be mentioning that a lot during this series, just so you know. But for me, I Am Angela is, I think, the best non-feature of the year. Evil Chris did a great job of putting together a movie that is interesting, sexy, smart, and kind of turned over some of the sex scenes to people like Darko and Dana Vespoli and John Stagliano. So basically, and Joey Silvera kind of turned it over to the best in the business at their style of sex shooting. The result is kind of a perfect movie. So that's not going to tell you who I'm voting for, but until I see all the list, but that's going to be a tough movie to beat. Best director, web channel or website. These are fun because a lot of times we don't know who these people are. A lot of fans don't, even the critics don't always know who's shooting for who. Barrett Blade, who shoots for Bad Daddy POV. Brett Brando, who shoots for Brazzers. Everybody loves the stuff Brazzers does. Ike Diesel for Dad Crush. Jack Adema for Let's Do It. Eric John for Erotique TV Live. Glenn King for Mean Bitches. I really like Glenn's stuff, even if when it's not in a genre that I particularly like. I really like the passion he brings to the projects. Anna Lee from Holo Girls VR. Miles Long for Bang Bros. Leroy Myers, Wood Rocket. Jacob Rivera, Bang Bus. Dee Severe for Severe Sex. Absolutely love what she does. They do such really creative and fun movies. Billy Visual from Fantasy Massage, Billy Watson from Dog Fart, Misa X for All Her Love, and Jay Zito for Mofos. It's nice that they're sort of identifying who they are because, you know, if you like Brazzers, you know, you'll kind of look and see who's behind the camera. And there's a lot of good ones here. Surprised that Ivan is not up because I still think he's one of the best web directors out there. There's a lot of good ones on that list. And I believe we get two more best Ds, then we'll get out of here, okay? Best DP, double penetration sex scene. From Abigail, we've got Abigail Mack. Angela Loves Anal, Angela White with Mick Blue and Marcus Dupree. There were two DPs in that scene. Both were excellent. I think they probably picked the better of the two, but again, both were outstanding. Ariana Marie for Evil Angel. Bonnie Rotten's comeback scene with Tony Rebus and Xander Corvus. Haven't seen that yet. I would imagine that's going to be a favorite. Critics tend to really like Bonnie Rotten. Come On My Tattoo. Department of Double Penetration 2 for Perv City. That's Dahlia Sky. DP Master 6, Adriana Chechik. Critics love her. DP Me 7 with Avi Love. It's a Family Thing 2, Skyla Novaea. My DP 3, Adria Ray. Nerd's Revenge for Pure Taboo. That was Kristen Scott. I'm a big fan of Kristen Scott's acting and her sex scenes this year. You'll be hearing her name a lot. Porn Star Workout 3, Abella Danger. That was a great scene. Really great scene. Rich Fucks, Bridget B. with Xander Corvus and Tony Rebus. Squirt Woman Wasteland, Cleo Valentine. And Ultimate Fuck Toy, Lana Rhodes. Jules Jordan video, Lana Rhodes, Steve Holmes, and Marcus Dupree. You guys know how I feel about Angela White. That DP scene was fabulous. Super, super fantastic scene. Others that would be at the top of my list from the ones that I have seen. The Avi Love scene from DP Me 3. The Lana Rhodes Ultimate Fuck Toy was a great scene. And so was the Porn Star Workout 3. Those, and then the Kristen Scott scene also. The other two that I mentioned, not at the top of my ballot. I think Angela's going to be tough to beat. If she loses, if she were to lose to the Lana Rhodes scene, I think I'd be okay with it. I think she, if she's going to lose, it may be to Bonnie Rotten or Adriana Chechik. Best drama, then that will be it for this episode. We're getting closer to 20 minutes. Adoration from Sweetheart, really good movie. Really good movie. After Dark from Vixen, I already mentioned today how much I absolutely love that movie. Cam Girl from Wicked, beautiful, nice. Beautifully done movie. Kristen Scott was fantastic. Fallen 2, Angels and Demons, again, a great movie. Great lead performance from Jessica Drake. The Game from Wicked, Hollywood Ending from Wicked, Insomnia from Wicked, Invictus from SSSH.com, Mindfucked from Severe, Never Forgotten, Wicked, Paparazzi, Sweet Sinner, The Seduction of Heidi, Adam and Eve, Talk Derby to Me, Sweetheart, Trailer Park Taboo, Pure Taboo, Trashy Love Story, Trenchcoat, and The Voyeur 2 from Sweet Sinner. There's two movies that I think deserve to win over everything else, and that's Fallen 2 and After Dark. And I know I just mentioned how much I love Cam Girl, but if I have to choose, I think either After Dark or Fallen 2, but both Adoration and Cam Girl would be just slightly under those. Those four movies are just outstanding. Really fantastic. Okay, I think we've done enough. We've got through all the D's, so we can start on best editing next time. So thank you guys for listening. I am Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. This has been episode 3 of our 2019 Avian Award podcast series. Any feedback, wherever you read this or listen to it, there's going to be a feedback button. Shoot me some feedback or drop me an email, Roger@RogerViews.com. Got a question, I will read it in the next podcast. Got a comment, I'll probably read that too. Want to talk about who you think should win a category? That's fine. I really welcome that and would like to shape these podcasts into something that you guys want to listen to. I appreciate it very much. Thank you and have a good day.